question is asked in halakha, is it permissible on Shabbat to ride bicycles? Now this is a question that most of you probably can figure out the answer. But today we just like to go through the history of where this question is discussed and some of the opinions and what the bottom line is. Ben Ish Chai, in his Sefer Rav Pa'alim, discussed it many years ago regarding riding bicycles in Baghdad. Now, of course, riding bicycles in Baghdad today would be a dangerous sport, but in those days, Baghdad, of course, was walled, it has an Eruv, so the question was asked to the Ben Ish Chai, is it permissible? And he wrote clearly in his Teshuvot and Rav Pa'alim that riding a bicycle on Shabbat is mutar. After the Ben Ish Chai came the Kaf HaYim. Kaf HaYim Sofer, in his book Kaf HaYim in Siman Tav Dalet. And over there, he brings down the Ben Ish Chai. However, he argues on the Ben Ish Chai for different reasons. The basic reasons of the people that say it's forbidden is either because the tire might break and you might come to fix it, or the chain might break and you might come to fix it, which is a problem, or you might ride outside of the tomb, outside the boundaries, or of course in a place where there's no eruv, there's no question because it's considered carrying, or they're concerned about it's a mundane thing to do, it's uvdin dechol. So for those reasons, the Kaf HaYim came out in Siman Tav Dalet, Asur. Hakam Obadiah Hadaya, Zichrono Livracha, in his Sefer Yaskil Avdi, writes that he heard from trustworthy people that at the end of the Ben Ish Chai's life, he retracted. And that he said, it's Asur. Now, and the Yaskil Avdi comes out conclusively also Asur. Now, there's great controversy on that statement that he said, that the Ben Ish Chai retracted. Number one, the Yaskil Avdi really doesn't tell us who those people were, and he says, you know, Kimdumani, it seems to me that I heard. He doesn't say it with conclusiveness. Furthermore, it's a little difficult to say that the Ben Ish Chai retracted, only because the Ben Ish Chai wrote books after Rav Pa'alim. And if he retracted, why didn't the Ben Ish Chai put it in writing? And it's also a little strange, the Kaf HaYim, who was from Bavel, he also was a rabbi from Iraq, he should have known the story that the Ben Ish Chai retracted. So we're not denying what the Ben Ish Chai's opinion is. However, as we said, the opinion of the Kaf HaYim and the opinion of the Yaskil Avdi, and interestingly enough, the opinion of Acham Ovadia Yosef in his Sefer Livyatchen in Siman Kuf Zayin, although he brings down that it's hard to make new gezerot and it's hard to say that the Ben Ish Chai is off base when he says it's permissible, but the last line, if people are interested in reading the last line, it says clearly that the proper instruction and halakha that one should give to the kahal is that it is asur. So therefore you have already many of the acharonim that say asur. This includes the Ashkenazim, the Sitzer Yezer in his Sefer also says asur. But I'd like to quote you today an interesting teshuvah from one of the great rabbis that sat on the Beit Din in Hungary. The Sefer is called She'elat Yaakov. He discusses the bicycle also, and it seems in his time there was a certain rabbi that was lenient on it, and he writes the following language. Hineh me'olam lo nishma shiyirkov alav echad b'Shabbat Kodesh. So we never heard somebody ride a bicycle on Shabbat Kodesh. Ki ima muhzak lekal. Unless the guy is a kal. Kal means he's a lightweight. He's a lenient guy. It's more than lenient. Kal meaning he takes it recklessly. Ve'ech yavod ha've'had la'tir kazeh. And even if you want to say it's permissible, how can a rabbi come along and say it in public that it's permissible based on a Gemara Pesachim that says something that sounds strange, you're not allowed to say it in public. Even something that's permissible, but it's a blockbuster chidush, it's something that the people are not going to understand it, it's out of the box, you still can't say it. And then he says, Al Ken Ifshar La Amin, it's hard for me to believe Shirav More or Haash Yeshmo Yirat Hashem, that a rabbi with fear of God, Yahin La Tir Kaze. Umi Shetiro Hashem It Parach Yahziru Bitshuva. And those that are Mekel, God should bring them back to Teshuva, Shi Yitaken Itzahat Kaneshono. So I think the rabbi is self-explanatory in his last words. So therefore, Halakha L'Maaseh, it is forbidden to ride bicycles on Shabbat, even in areas that are under the Iruv. I just like to say a personal story. About 15 or 20 years ago, when I was in high school, I made a phone call to Hacham Yaakov Katzin, Zichrono Levracha, the former chief rabbi of our community. And I asked him a pointed question, because we heard controversy what the rabbi's opinion was with bicycles. And I asked him, Hacham, is it permissible to ride a bicycle on Shabbat? And he said, 100% asur. So therefore it seems with the consensus of the Hakamim, bar the Ben Ish Hai, it would be forbidden. Now even those that want to take the Ben Ish Hai, I have to remind you, if you're taking the Ben Ish Hai, he becomes your rabbi. He doesn't become your bicycle rabbi, he becomes your rabbi for everything. And it's not an easy thing to have the Ben Ish Hai as your rabbi, because you might benefit on bicycle, but on 10,000 other things, you're going to be more mahmir than most of the world. So that's a free country. Can't tell you who to choose, but this is already the information.